Welcome to the Jennings Wire online magazine podcast series, where we feature interviews with our bloggers, as well as other top authors and experts. My name is Stacey Amaral Kaufman. I'm the radio director of Annie Jennings PR, the national PR firm behind the online feature magazine sensation, JenningsWire.com, a community of bloggers that share their personal experiences and wisdom gained throughout their lives. There's nothing like it on the web, and we invite you to visit JenningsWire.com to discover the blogger that is just right for you. And that blogger just may be our guest today, Lisa Payne. She's a certified professional coach, president of Connections for Success, Inc., and author of What If They Knew? Secrets of an Impressive Woman. So welcome, Lisa.
Thank you very much, Stacey.
Now, what exactly are some of these secrets you're talking about of an impressive woman?
Ooh, I've got you intrigued already, don't I?
Already.
Well, Stacey, you know who an impressive woman is. I bet you if I ask you right away, you come up with the picture of someone you know. It could be your mother. It could be your sister. It could be Oprah. You know, we have this vision of who an impressive woman is, and we often put her up on a pedestal, and we think she's got it all together because she generally looks like she does, and she doesn't talk about her issues. She tends to be pretty positive. But the truth is that all impressive women, just like every woman and every person, has these they have these frailties and these foibles that even though they don't talk about, they still exist. So this book, What If They Knew? Secrets of an Impressive Woman, it highlights 101 different aspects of our personality, 50 dark and 51 light, that we all carry around. And some of us exhibit them, but most often the impressive woman actually suppresses them. And what's interesting is that it's not just the dark sides that we try to hide from people, but we actually don't celebrate the light either. And so we go through life wearing these masks that really hide our authentic selves because we're afraid that people are not going to love us, or they're going to say, well, she's not good enough and she's not what we really thought she was. And that's really the kind of the essence of how the book plays out.
So, Lisa, can you give us a couple of examples of some of the dark secrets and the light? Can you give us a few of each?
I will. And actually, I encourage people, after getting feedback from other people who've read it, I have found that when people read straight through 50 dark chapters, that it can be fairly overwhelming. And so I say to them, oh, honey, go to the light side. Because even as writing it, I started just writing the dark. And it was, you know, can take you to a really vulnerable and painful place in some cases, depending on where you are as the reader. So, for example, there are chapters there, and they are written as confessions. It actually looks as though there are 101 different women who are telling their confession. And so, for example, we start off with Lucy, who says, I'm a liar. And there are some examples about how she has told lies, even to her own self, throughout the course of her life. And now she just doesn't know how to get out of that. And there are other chapters, for example, I am abused, I am a procrastinator, I am a shopaholic. So there's quite a mixture. Some that can be very, very painful, as I said, to read, particularly if you relate to it very well. But there are also some that are a little bit lighter, poke a little bit of fun. So it takes the reader on a fair bit of a journey. What I suggest that people do is go to the contents, and after they read the introduction, which sets up the book, to then read a few chapters of the dark and the light, the ones that are popping out at them, because they're popping out for a reason, and each chapter stands on its own. From the light side, which is part two, you'll have chapters like, I am honest, I am dependable, I am awesome. So those are great chapters, too, that you can pull out and read anytime you need a little bit of a boost. So, but they're really there to validate that we have all these qualities within us, and we need to celebrate them, both the dark and the light, because they really serve to create who we are in total, in our wholeness.
Now, Lisa, what if you find yourself really embroiled in the dark part of the book, or just in general? You know, life has dealt you a terrible hand right now, and you're really stuck in a bad place. What would you suggest for women to take that step into overcoming these challenges? Because when you are suffocating under so many of these things, sometimes it feels impossible to go from the dark to the light. So what would you recommend for women who are really struggling with so many challenges right now?
Well, the interesting thing, Stacey, about self-inquiry is that it really tends to put you in that place. When you start looking at yourself and accepting the fact that, you know, you have been judgmental, you have been putting up walls, you do feel trapped in this life, and you've been acting like a victim. It's hard to look in the mirror and see that and then come to terms with it, because once we go down that path, sometimes that the process in itself can feel overwhelming. And I know, because I've been on that journey myself, and I continue on that journey as well, because in my role as a coach, I need to be authentic with myself, and that is that I go through all of these things all the time. I'm just a little further down the road than the people that mm-hmm. I'm helping. And so I recommend that people be gentle with themselves. I recommend that when you're looking at these darker aspects of your personality, that you also get really clear in the fact that they do serve you and that you're not alone in having these aspects. That's one of the reasons behind writing the book, is so that people can really look at it and say, wow, I'm not the only person that has gone through this. Because when we're in a dark place, what puts us there and what prolongs the agony, so to speak, is that we do feel alone. We feel like if we told people the truth of how we were feeling, we would be judged and that people wouldn't understand. And that's where that fear comes. And we push it down and pretend that it doesn't exist, or we do things like medicate it, or try to shop it out of ourselves. We cover mm-hmm. it up generally with addictive behaviors instead of doing the work. And, you know, that's what I help people to do in my business as a life transitions coach. But it's what I have done myself to recreate my entire life and make choices that serve me. But in order to do that, I had to really come to terms with who I was, all aspects of myself, and do the work to overcome.
Because, well, Lisa, you've given us a...
Let me just add that, because I know that you asked me, how does someone do that? How does someone come out of that and overcome? And I believe fundamentally it comes down to believing that you're worth it and that you are worthy of a life that is better than what you're currently living.
Well, Lisa, you've given us a lot of really good things to think about, and I know that as a coach, speaker, and author, that you really do strive to help others move through those life transitions, just like you were saying, with grace and confidence so that they can create lives that excite them. And that is, we really appreciate that, and happy to have you here with us today.
Thank you so much for the opportunity, Stacey. I really appreciate it, and it's a joy to be part of the Jennings Wire community.
Well, thanks, Lisa. And to learn more about Lisa Payne, her services, as well as her two books about women's empowerment, you can do so on her website, which is lisalpayne.com, and that is P-A-Y-N-E, lisalpayne.com. And you can also join in the conversation with her as well on her Facebook page, facebook.com/LisaLPayne. So thanks again.
Thank you, Stacey.
This podcast is presented by Annie Jennings of the national publicity firm Annie Jennings PR, the creator of Jennings Wire Online Magazine, a diverse community of talented, insightful, and relevant bloggers, just like Lisa, that share helpful and perhaps life-changing posts and podcasts. So please enjoy more on JenningsWire.com and discover the bloggers that might be perfect for you. Till next time.